magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is the last day of December of 2020. It's the 31st. It's New Year's Eve. Wow, we've made it, everyone.
We've made it.
We've made it through 2020. Tomorrow we'll be starting to write checks, 2021, paying bills for 2021.
You got your calendar all worked on? I work on my calendar every single New Year's Eve during the day and the day before New Year's Eve and a couple days before getting all organized.
Nope, I finally just get them up. And
you're going to turn it tomorrow.
I don't even have one ready for the studio here where I do put some notes on it and future interviews or people that we're going to be meeting with. In fact, if you're wondering, where's Joey Kroll? So we'll get everything situated into this new year. Joey Kroll will return on Thursdays with his cheery, good attitude.
That's
and his
good because a lot of
thoughts.
People like that program.
Yeah, but he'll be on tomorrow, so he'll be filling in tomorrow. And then next Monday, we'll continue with our scripture verse on memorization Monday. And usually we have special guests or people to teach and share why that's a unique or special verse for them.
What was our last one, our last memory, when we ended?
It was Psalm, I think I did that without you.
Okay.
That was Psalm 56:3, when I am afraid, I will trust in you.
Good one for the end of the year.
So the next one, we'll do it next week, is Psalm 4:8. I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety.
So perfect for beginning.
I got some
year.
Good people lined up for this next year. I know the following week, Hebrews 11:6, I have a special guest for that, and Matthew 28:18. So
good.
Yeah, so that'll happen on Memorization Monday, then Testimony Tuesday, lining up people that'll share their faith journey and how God's been at work in their lives. Wednesday, it's the Prime Lifetimes in Review. And if you were tuned in yesterday, we did read one story.
We did.
I shared some, I guess, some corny Christmas jokes.
They were kind of funny, Mark. They were.
A few there.
One really was. The old lady.
one cut the threshold. And then on Thursday, like I mentioned, Joey Kroll. And then Friday, Pastor Jason and I will continue with our study through the book of James. Mm-hmm. We'll be in James chapter 2.
You've made it to chapter 2.
Yeah, next Friday we'll continue with that. So today, with it being the last day of the year, we have so much mail that piled up. And I haven't had a really great routine on the listener letters, reading them over the air. So I thought we could devote much of the program just going through some of the mail. And now that we have these 19 frequencies covering the whole middle part of Illinois and the west central part of Indiana, we have listeners from all over writing us, and we couldn't do it without all the support. And if you do want to make a final 2020 gift to the radio ministry and want it to count towards your 2020 taxes, you need to have it postmarked today. So you really need to get it to the post office today so they can stamp it. Then it qualifies for your 2020 tax purposes. But if you just want to give generously and don't really worry, many people aren't itemizing anymore. So it's not so much to their advantage. We certainly appreciate and cherish your support. We're 100% listener supported. So each and every gift is appreciated and helps to pay the various expenses to maintain this radio ministry that works 24 hours a day with God-honoring programming and has an internal impact because we proclaim the good news message of Jesus and that he's come, that he will return, and that he is the Lord and Savior of all. So help us with that mission. And you can write us today at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843.
You know, one thing that just continues to surprise me personally is sometimes I'll walk into a room at my house or when I wake up to our radio ministry stations and there will be something on and it's exactly what I need to hear.
Yeah.
It's like startling.
Right.
I mean, it's like this happened so much last week. I would wake up and hear like David Jeremiah or somebody say something. I'm like, I'm thinking about that subject. It's really interesting.
Yeah, we get lots of testimonies how God uniquely fashions the timing of the program or the concept or the teaching or even the music that triggers a memory or a thought or confirms or brings about confirmation on the direction you may take.
It has to be God, because I could have turned it on 5 minutes later, walked in 10 minutes later. It wouldn't have been going on.
Yep. Well, we do have some letters here. Now, you see the pile, three piles over there.
I know.
So those are in the days ahead. We got to catch up.
Please write us. I love these letters.
Yes, we are very encouraged and cherish your many words of affirmation or instruction or suggestions. You also oftentimes will say, pray for me or pray for this situation. So we do.
I especially want to read this one, Mark. This is from Robin, and she says,
please. And what town is Robin from?
Oh, yeah, Muhammad. She says, enclosed, please find her check, which is for a very nice amount. Then she says, this is in memory of my father and mother, Clarine Saithoff.
Oh, sure.
My father, Bob Saithoff, passed away 17 years ago. My mother passed away October 1st, 2020.
Just a few months ago.
Yeah. My mother listened to WGNN every day. Your radio station was such a comfort to her. Please use this money as needed for the radio station.
Yeah, she was a senior saint that wrote us periodically. I know she loved the station, and it was her companion. It was what God used as a way to keep her connected and refreshed and encouraged and blessed during many lonely times.
Praise
as
God.
She had been widowed for a number of years. But, yeah, she was one of those dear saints that benefits through our broadcast, so appreciate her. This comes from John and Ann, friends of mine. They live in Champaign. Donation to be used in expansion of the radio ministry, John and Ann. We have a category called expansion. We have our general fund, expansion, singing men, prime lifetimes, special, with these different categories that people can say, hey, I want this earmarked towards such and such. And expansion is helping us with the expansion of the acquiring of these 15 stations, which was over $1 million over a 10-year period. And so we have payments that we need to make.
Yeah.
And so any of you that will help us with that endeavor, it's, I think, $1.2 million is what we'll need to pay over the coming 10 years. But it was a great acquisition, and the way God is reaching tens of thousands, potentially 2 million more people throughout the state of Illinois.
3.1 million or something like that.
Can be reached through our 19 frequencies. So expansion gifts go towards retiring that debt. So
that's great.
Appreciate that.
Thank you, everybody. This is a thank you card. It says, with thanks. This is from Dan and Sandy in Urbana. Thank you for all the wonderful teaching, music, words of hope, and encouragement sent our way. We're truly blessed. Yours in Christ.
This comes from Robert from Gridley. Looks like Gridley. Does that look like Gridley on the...
I think so.
Yes. Dear sirs, just a note to let you know we sure like your station and your programming, especially the Christmas music, which is so inspirational. We sure miss Through the Bible at 6 to 6:30 a.m. Dr. J. Vernon McGee was good to listen to. We learned a lot from him. Enclosed as a gift, please keep doing the Lord's work for Central Illinois. The Lord be with you. And I think he's a listener that was used to the WLUJ format.
Oh, sure.
And when Great News Radio began overseeing all the frequencies, some of the WLLM and the Bloomington stations went with our WGNJ format. So we have three different formats. So we do carry J. Vernon McGee, but it's at a different time than what he was used to.
Yeah.
But if you've not seen our new updated program guide, it shares the three different formats and all the programming that's heard at different times.
And how people can get that.
Yeah, they can call us, 217-367-7777, or if you're out of the 217 area code, you can dial 1-888-333-9466, and we'll be happy to send you our updated program guide.
Mm-hmm. And you will be answered by lovely Karen.
Mm-hmm. Or Bethany.
Or Bethany, yes. Absolutely. Okay, this is a thank you note. Beautiful card. Give to the Lord the glory, do his name, bring an offering, and come into his courts. It's beautiful with children on the front. This is from Joyce, and she says, thank you all at Great News Radio, 1370 a.m. in Lincoln.
Yes.
And God bless America.
Yeah, that 1370, that's the frequency on your dial, on the AM dial. So We have 18 FM stations and one AM station, and you'll hear me many times when I do the ID, WLLM Lincoln,
yeah.
1370. And so if you're ever on the AM dial, 1370 gets out over a big part of Central
Does
Illinois.
It?
So
oh, wow.
I know a lot of people listen only on FM nowadays,
yeah.
but the AM frequency is there for those of you that still maybe have the old-fashioned radio and it's only AM. Some of the old cars only had AM radios, but AM 1370. Now, this comes from Wayne and Jolene from Bloomington. Thank you for such a wonderful Christian radio station, big exclamation point. The programs and the music minister to us in such special ways. Thanks so much, double exclamation point. And it's handwritten and signed by Jolene from Bloomington. And we appreciate our Bloomington listeners. I kind of consider that part of the crown jewel when we acquired these 15 radio stations. I just love the people in Bloomington, have some friends there. And it's kind of in my neck of the woods where I live out in the mm-hmm. west end of White Heath, Muhammad area. So we can get over to Bloomington and mm-hmm. just love what God we believe is going to do in that community. We have two frequencies in Bloomington. If you're unfamiliar, when you're driving in and around Bloomington, there's 90.3 FM, but there's also 104.7 FM. So we're working to improve those frequencies and that signal coverage, and are trying to work creatively in the days ahead to make it an even better, stronger, more powerful signal around
mm-hmm.
Bloomington.
Oh, that's great. I like Bloomington. Well, this must have come around the time when you and Thrivent Financial, Dean Hall, had the concert.
The Bluegrass Group.
Yeah, because she talks about that. She says, this is from Mary, and she says, encloses a check, and I'm looking forward to the concert. And I think that's what she means,
yep.
I'm pretty sure, that you're having on the radio, hoping this will help. And then she says, we need programs like you produce on Great News Radio, so thankful for the expansion. And she has just a couple more personal things with her address and so forth, but very nice note.
Yeah, that was the first time ever we did, if you will, a live concert here at the Great News Radio Center. And I preempted the programming at 7 o'clock, and we went like an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah.
And
you had a fiddler in here and everything on these
shared
microphones.
Testified. It was really fun. Now, we did that last week with It's a Wonderful Life on all 19 frequencies. From basically 7 to 8:30, we aired it in its entirety. So we're thinking maybe down the road we can do some other special events on Saturday night, maybe at 7 o'clock. It seems like it's a great place to fit it and move some of the programs back an hour or hour and a half. So
you and Kate were a great team on It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
And you've teamed up again for Lion, Witch, and Wardrobe.
Lion, the Witch, and Wardrobe, probably in March. So in about 3 months, there's still a lot of work to do and some more rehearsals. And the singing, It's a Wonderful Life, was pretty much all scripts, people just talking. This one is a musical, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. So there's some singing, and so there's much more rehearsals and coordinating the music and the instrumentation and such. So this note comes from Glenn and Carol from Atwood. Enjoy Charles Stanley, David Jeremiah, Chuck Swindoll. And then there's a praise dash, ruptured appendix, but I'm doing well.
No.
Okay. Well, the praise must be the part that she's doing well and healing up through the ruptured appendix. So we'll keep you prayed up, and thanks for contacting us, and thanks for your support.
Yeah, this is from Sheila in Lincoln, and I'm not going to read the whole letter, but it's very beautiful. And she says, she thanks us. She says, sometimes I feel alone and confused, but lately, in spite of my situation, I feel blessed in my soul, spirit, and mind. Very thankful for your prayers, and she's very thankful for our station, too. And she says, God bless us. We certainly do bless her.
And she's one of the special listeners that's in a detention center. What's the wording that people say? They used to say prisons, and then that's kind of, and then correctional centers.
Correctional, maybe. I need to get up to speed on that.
Yeah,
I'm
so we appreciate it. We have a number of listeners there.
We do.
The Singing Men of GNN have sang there a few different times. So the next time we go in and sing, I'm going to let people know that you can tune in the broadcast, because we didn't have the Lincoln frequencies, you know, last year and the year before. So.
Yeah.
Well, this note comes from Templeton, Indiana. You know how I say our great Indiana listeners.
Yes, you do.
And Dorothy writes, "Thank you, God, for Great News Radio. I may be moving away to another state soon, but please keep up this good work."
Nice, and, nice.
We appreciate you, Dorothy. Thanks for supporting our ministry.
Hey, talking about living in another state, we have quite a few people that listen to the live streaming, Mark.
Yes.
Sandy Duderstadt, who, by the way, left some chocolates. Did you see those?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
When she was here in town, she said she is going to totally listen live streaming to us when she gets back to Florida.
Yes, yes.
She was so blessed by hearing it while she was here.
My brother Stu, every single day, listens to the archive programs links, so he always listens to Mark and Friends, but are streaming all three formats, WLUJ, Great News Radio, which covers 9 of our frequencies, and then WGNN, which covers 4 of our frequencies, all have a unique format, but they all stream, so whether you have, you know, Google Play or Android or Apple or iTunes, you can, you know, say Great News Radio or WGNN or WLUJ, or you just go to one of our two websites and you just click on the streaming button. So anywhere in the world, you can hear uninterrupted programming.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, I have a little link that shows me how many people at any point are logged in and where they're logged in from.
Oh, really?
And so LUJ has these listeners from Russia. I see all the time.
Really?
It says Russia. And once in a while, we'll have someone from Germany or from Venezuela. There's
That's
a couple
great.
Of different countries that tune
have
in.
Have an impact.
Yeah, and then you see different states, too. So it breaks it down what state they're listening from or whether it's like Springfield. We have a number of listeners in Atwood to WGNN.
Really?
So I think it's right where maybe the signal fades out so they listen to the streaming. So you can do that by going to greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, and you'll see two streaming links, one for WGNN and one for WGNJ. Or if you go to WLUJ.org, WLUJ.org, they have a big streaming button and you can listen to their programming. So, yeah, sometimes I can see 25 people online for this station, 19 for this station, 7 for this station. So.
You know, people have their own favorite programs. This Ken and Cheryl wrote from Decatur, and they just saying how much they like listening to Johnny and Friends.
Hmm.
And people have their favorite programs. I do. I listen to David Jeremiah every single morning.
Yeah.
But I'm starting to realize I need to listen to some other ones that I don't usually always listen to so I can... There may be more.
Yeah, there's good. Alistair Begg is one of my favorites.
Yeah, I know
I
you like him.
Yeah, there's so many good ones.
Yeah.
And maybe with the COVID, you're out of your routine or you're waking up later or you're waking up early or whatever. Tune in.
That one lady that wrote, and I can't recall her name, but she said during COVID, this station had just been a tremendous blessing to her.
Yeah, yeah. So. Yeah, we got this. This comes from Jerry and Shirley from Monticello. Keep well and safe. Time for all of us to trust in the Lord. The whole world is in his hands, and Shirley wrote that. Amen, Shirley. Thanks for your support.
That's a good word. This is from Mr. and Mrs. Donald. Keep...
Where are they from?
Oh, sorry. Danville.
Danville.
Keep going forward. I love it.
Yes.
God bless you.
Amen. Yeah, your letters don't have to be really long
they
and
really
involved.
Matter.
It could be just a short little note or a message of encouragement.
If you could see the smiles on our faces, you would know this.
Well, you're going to like this one. This one got sent to our home address, so we had our home address. This comes from Timothy Johnson. He's our former representative, a federal representative in Washington, D.C., and on his stationery, he says...
Oh, he wrote this? Okay.
Yeah, Ham wrote this. Dear Burns, as you can see, the big handwriting. Psalm 91, you referenced today, really inspired me. Thanks for all you do. For believers and the community at large, you are a real blessing, Tim. So, yeah, he walks by. You'll hear us reference him once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
He rocks by the studio, walks in the mall here, puts in many miles, many days, and usually waves as he goes by. Once in a while, he'll come in and say, "Hey, Mark, can I borrow your phone?" Or he'll drop off a note of encouragement. One time he dropped off, I think, some pieces of pie for Holly and I. So
hey, I like
appreciate
that.
Appreciate Congressman
great.
Tim
That's
Johnson.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. He mentioned a psalm. This individual, this is Phyllis from Kingman, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
She also mentions a psalm. "Hello, I am 90 years old on my next birthday. Seen a lot over the years and want to mention my favorite psalm is Psalm 46. Be still and know that I'm God." I think that's 46:10.
Hmm.
"It's got me through. Keep up your ministry. God Amen. Bless Phyllis.
What,
thank
Phyllis?
You.
Oh, thank you, Phyllis, another Indiana listener that we cherish and appreciate. And here's a note on one of our response cards for the friends of WGNN, Great News Radio, and WLUJ. And this is from John and Cheryl from Muhammad. I've known John for many years. He handwrites, "We enjoy every aspect of the programming. May God bless all of your staff this Advent season and this coming year." Yep, yep.
Oh, Mark, Amen. Here's one from Bloomington from John and Marcia. "Please accept this donation in memory of Kenneth Guterman."
Oh, yeah,
oh,
Ken.
Blessing.
Yeah, Ken was the one that 25 years ago introduced me to Gospel Greats and said,
really?
"You should carry this program."
And you do still.
In fact, he and his wife underwrote the costs for these 25 years.
Oh, my word.
Each and every month. I think we pay like $130 or something for that program, and they always made sure a donation was sent to cover all the costs.
And see, people didn't even know that, and they were doing that.
And like 13 years ago, they moved out of the area, and they continued to send in donations all these many years.
That's faithfulness.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for making this year special and providing the funds so that we could do these God-honoring broadcasts, all these great Bible teaching, inspirational God-honoring music. Together we do better, and we can do it because of you.
And I'm going to go home and be listening tonight to my favorite Scottish song. Robert Burns wrote it. Auld Lang Syne.
Auld Lang Syne, and she'll shed a tear or two.
I always cry at that song. Year. There's never been a time I don't cry at that song.
Well, if you'd like to send in a year-end gift or a check of support, we could use it. We would certainly appreciate it. Write to us today at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. And I know sometimes you hear us say Great News Radio or Great News Media. It all comes to the same place, but because we're saying Great News Media much more now because it encompasses the family of stations and all of the 19 frequencies along with the Prime Life Times and the Singing Men of GNN and future trips to Israel that we'll do and all the various other ministries that we're a part of. So we're all under the umbrella of Great News Media, but we still say Great News Radio or Good News Radio, Inc. and WLUJ
Family
Stations.
It's amazing what we answer to.
Yeah, yes. You send us a check, we'll answer to anything.
Happy New Year's Eve.
Happy New Year's, everyone. Have a great year, and we look forward to continuing to minister in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.